Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And for this month, which is the end of February and into March, all of March is going to be our survey month. Sometimes I do it in February. This time I think I'm going to do it in March. And I want everybody to go to otrwesterns.com/survey. Or if you're on your mobile device, just check out the new link, survey at the bottom. Beautiful feature, that mobile device makes it a lot easier. You don't have to update it. There's no software to download, no charging, no nothing. I updated it. Everybody got the as soon as I updated it. So definitely click that, fill out the form. It has all our shows on there. If you listen to all of them, select each one. It's that time of year again. This lets me know who's listening, what kind of people are listening. I'm not too much worried about income because I'm not asking you guys for money. What I am interested in is what shows you're listening to, things like that. Demographic, you know, how old you are, and it lets me know what my demographic is. So I try to get this at least once a year. Again, go to otrwesterns.com/survey or click the survey link on your mobile device. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's August 3rd, 1954, and the title is Tactless Sheriff. I do want to apologize, last week's episode did not have an ending, neither did this week's episode or what was going to be next week's episode, so I skipped those. Endings are really important. We could cut out the whole entire middle, as long as we've got the ending, we'll know exactly what happened. So I do apologize about that. I did get a couple emails and on Facebook, so I am sorry about that. And let's get into today's episode, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
The sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Kid in our exciting story, The Tactless Sheriff. Although Bill McCann, sheriff of Dawson County in the 1870s, was an honest, hard-working man, he was not popular. Bill McCann was not hail fellow well met. He didn't joke with the boys in the cafe or pass the time of day on the street corners. Quite the opposite. He was a grim, taciturn man of few words who stuck to the business of his office. It's why there were those who wanted him out of office. As our story opens, it is late afternoon, just before dusk. Two riders out on the range are herding some 20 head of cattle.
Seems kind of funny, Brick, to be rustling the boss's cattle.
Sure does, Moe, especially on his own say-so.
I don't know, but he's got some reason, you can bet on that. Big Jack Alton don't do nothing without a reason.
Hey, who's this?
Big Jack.
Whoa!
Howdy, boys!
Just wanted to be sure you got out them cattle.
We did, Jack. We're herding them over to Black Canyon, like you said.
Is that 20 head, didn't you, boss?
That's right. Just enough so I can afford it to that blasted sheriff McCann.
What's the idea, Jack?
I'll ride along a ways with you. Come on, get up.
Get up!
Get up!
The idea is, I want an awful lot of rustling done in this town between now and Lexington time. I want some of my own cattle included, so McCann won't get the figures of me.
But you'd be losing money.
Ever know me to lose money, Brick? Don't worry. I got it all arranged to sell the cattle to that trailer. I'll sell the other cattle to rustle him, too.
What you want to talk up is that the sheriff can't stop the rustling, huh?
That's it, Mose. Best way to get him out of office is for a rash of rustling to break out in this county.
You're sore because that daughter of his gave you the go-by, huh, Jack?
That's enough of that.
But look, boss, what if the sheriff gets all these cattle back? And your plan will backfire, won't it?
He won't round them up. The dealer will have his riders on hand to drive the cattle out the south end of Black Canyon as soon as we herd them in. And the south end of Black Canyon's only 6 miles from the border.
Nope.
Not a chance of this plan going wrong.
Dark night, Cisco. Pancho build a campfire, no?
Say, that is a good idea, Pancho. I would help you bring in some firewood.
Wood upon the bluff.
Well, let us walk up there.
Tomorrow we go to the town of Dorsey, Cisco.
Say. A good friend, Sheriff Bill Fenton, told me to be sure and call upon Sheriff McCann whenever we are in this county.
Oh,
so we will visit Sheriff McCann.
Sheriff Fenton also says Sheriff McCann not got much to say, Cisco.
See, he told us that, too. Yeah, this is a good pile of firewood, Pancho.
Huh?
So let us each take an armful and wait. Cattle are coming this way.
Pancho, he's a cattle, Cisco.
But just why are those cattle moving at this time of day?
Somebody moved the cattle, Cisco.
Well, that is the answer, Cisco. Get down. There's nothing to see. Down the ground, Pancho.
You sure are smart, Jack.
Right, it's with cattle, Cisco. Get up, Pancho.
Sure is, Rick. I never heard of nobody rustling his own cattle.
I told you the reason, Moe. And
it's a good reason, too.
But that means,
you folks,
hombre rustling his own cattle.
According to what we just heard, that is what that hombre called Jack is doing. The moment does not make much sense to me.
Before this is Sheriff McCann,
he will tell the sheriff about us in the morning, amigo, when we call to see him.
Not tell the sheriff tonight?
Well, there's nothing important to tell him, Pancho.
And that's right.
A man wants to rustle his own cattle. He has that right. Only I would not call that rustling. But let us remember the names we heard, Pancho. Moe, Brick, and Jack. There must be something behind all this.
Good morning, Mr. Alton.
No, you don't have to call me Mr. Alton. What's the matter with just plain Jack?
You're standing right in the middle of the walk, Mr. Alton, and I'm in a hurry to get to you.
I heard you was doing the paperwork for your father. I want to see him too, so I'll walk along with you. There's a big dance next week over in Shelton. I'd admire to have you go with me, Miss Kitty. You don't need to get uppity about it.
Mr. Alton, you stand around the street corners telling how my father ought to be out of the sheriff's office. You can expect me to be uppity.
Maybe I wouldn't talk that way if he was nicer to me.
Mr. Alton wants to see you, Dan.
What about?
One of you head of my cattle was run off last night, Sheriff. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'll wait out later on today, Alton.
Later on? What's the matter with right now?
First come, first served. Old Sam Miller had a harness stole out of his shed last night.
You ain't putting a measly harness ahead of cattle rustling, are you?
I said first come, first served. I'll get out to your place when I can.
Huh. Fine sheriff you are. Hey, boys, here's a hot one for you. The sheriff figures a harness is more important.
Dad, couldn't you do this a little more pleasant?
Pleasant? What I say was wrong then, Katie.
I know you don't like Jack Alton, I don't either. But when it comes to your business like that, you must show more interest.
Well, I heard what he said, and I told him what I'd do. I ain't called upon to be a handshaker, daughter, and I ain't going to be. And that harness is just as important to old Sam as those cattle are to Alton. Yeah, I'll be back in a couple of hours.
Oh,
there's a
Senorita,
I don't remember your manners.
You speak, but she is a pretty senorita.
Oh, I don't mind nice compliments like that. I take care of the Cisco kid.
Senorita, this is mi compañero Juan.
Mi compañero Juan is me.
I've heard a lot about the boat. What can I do for you?
We came here to pay our respects to the sheriff.
I'm sorry to get you here.
We will come back later. Oh, by the way, who is that big hombre talking to those men out on the street?
His name's Alton. Jack Alton.
Is he a cattle rancher?
Yes.
Where does he live, please?
Oh, a couple of miles south of the big lake. Why are you asking about him, sister?
Well, let us call it my curiosity, senorita. Aside from that, that hombre is not friendly to the sheriff.
I know he isn't. It worries me, too, sister. Because Jack Alton has a lot of influence in this town. And the election's not far away. You can bore you.
You're not bore Cisco, senorita. Cisco likes to listen to you, no?
Pancho, I'm going to have to talk to you. Please believe me, senorita, when I say Pancho and I are on the sheriff's side.
Cisco, the big hombre right away.
Hey, Pancho, I would like to know where that Alton hombre is going.
Pancho like to know too, Cisco.
We will see you later, senorita.
Hasta la vista.
Goodbye. I had an idea to be friends. You didn't know he'd be back, didn't you?
Oh, Sprick, you in the cabin?
Yep. Saw you riding up the trail, Jack. Come on in. Just getting ourselves some grub, Jack. Have some?
Nope, we ain't hungry. Rode up here to see how your boys made out last night.
We rustled 100 head all told. They're down below in the canyon waiting for that trader.
Has he got there yet?
Hadn't when he left to come up here to eat.
Got held up somehow or other. What's the matter with that horse?
He's been swimming easy for the past 5 minutes. Probably on account of you riding up, Jack.
Maybe. Just the same, I'll go out and take a look around.
I wouldn't if I was you, Alton.
I turned to
the sheriff. Get your hands up, all of you. So you've got 100 head of rustled cattle down in the canyon.
Thought you was riding out to Sam Miller's.
Didn't have to. Met Sam riding in. He told me he found his harness. Just mislaid it. So when I saw you riding up the hill trail, Alton, I figured I'd come up by a quartering trail. Just to see what was going on.
Smart, huh?
Smart enough, so I've watched your operations for the past 2 months, Alton. A cattle rustler. All right, Moose, put down that cup.
Sure, I'll put it down, Sheriff, after I give you what's in it.
You
gun with a prick!
Mighty nice work, Moose.
Good thing I had this cup filled with hot coffee.
Better keep an eye out for Teppy.
Sheriff works alone, Brick. Plumber's time. I'll take a look down the trail.
What are we
going to
do with him, boss? Anything more?
No, not yet, anyway. Take him back to my ranch. Maybe I can make a deal with him. Come to think of it, I'm sure I can make a deal with him. So, hey, here's a couple of riders coming up the trail.
Well, who are they?
I don't know. Never saw them before.
I'll take a look. Boss, that's Cisco Kid. Sure as blazes. It's a Cisco Kid and his partner.
Oh.
And he's a mighty bad hombre to tangle with. On the side of the law always. Better gun him down. Quick.
Wait a minute. He might not be after us. Get the sheriff out of the way. You hombres talk to him, and I'll get out behind the cabin and listen.
What if he is after us, boss?
Then we'll gun him down. Mighty quick.
Hey, Pancho. The Alton hombre ride a long way up into the hill.
See, but we should be catching up with him any moment now. Cabin just ahead of us.
Two hombres watch us come up, Cisco.
Maybe the ones who were with him on the mesa last night.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh.
Buenas tardes, senores.
Buenas tardes, senores.
What do you hombres want up here?
We are strangers in this country, senor. We're riding around to get acquainted with the territory.
We'll get acquainted with the territory.
Well, you better turn around and ride back down. Strangers ain't welcome up here.
Get going.
Are we on your property, senor?
Don't make no difference whether you are or not. I said, get going.
I do not like orders, hombre.
Well, then, by...
I would not go for that gun if I were you. might not be healthy for you.
This goes through very fast, hombre, no?
Yeah. Cisco don't dare to put away that gun and get down off his horse.
Cisco not fight with cattle rustlers.
What's that?
Pancho.
Pancho not think what he said, Cisco.
Cattle rustlers, huh?
Pancho didn't mean that, hombre.
What is that?
Well, Cisco, you got the nerve to get down off that horse. Any man that pulls a gun on me has to fight. Unless he's jealous.
Hey, I will hold the gun. Now what are you going to do?
Don't move, Cisco. I got you covered from the corner of this cabin here. Get your hands up. You on that horse. Get down.
Yeah, Pancho, get down.
Good work, Jack. Guess we got the Cisco kid now.
Cattle rustlers, huh? Hombre, you signed a death warrant for both of you when you said that.
And Big Jack Alton meant exactly what he said. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Tactless Sheriff. When Cisco became suspicious that Big Jack Alton was deliberately rustling his own cattle in order to build a case of negligence against Sheriff Bill McCann, whom he hated, he and Pancho tracked Alton into the hills. While Cisco was engaged, Jack stepped up from behind and held our friends at gunpoint. Now,
take their guns, Bowles.
With pleasure, boss.
Oh, you are a cattle rustler, Alton.
Won't do you any good to know that, Cisco. You're going to get what anybody gets who butts into other people's business around here.
That may be.
It's gonna be. Keep them hands up. Let's get the sheriff out and on his horse.
Oh, you also captured the sheriff, did you?
We sure did. Rick, you better go with me.
I need help with these two hombres, boss.
I won't need any help. Not with these two guns in my hand.
All right.
Now, Cisco, you and the fat one walk ahead of me.
You're a fat one yourself, you.
There's a little pocket in the hill right around the bend of that trail. My shots will be muffled there. Anybody around can't hear them. Now get moving.
What are you going to do with the sheriff?
That's my business.
See, but since you are going to kill Pancho and me anyway, why not answer my question?
I'm going to get that blasted sheriff out of office. That's what I'm going to do.
By wrestling your own cattle, eh?
That's right, Cisco, and everybody else's. By the time election comes around, every ranch in these parts will be yelling for a new sheriff.
That is quite an idea.
Punch this punch of an idea like that, Cisco. Punch in a leg with me. You really like to see
something. All right, here's the pocket. Stop where you are.
There's a lot of rocks around here, hombre. Looks like a good place for...
Padre mía, a rattlesnake, hombre. Down by your face.
Where? My thunder.
Get the hombre, Cisco.
That is just what I'm going to do. Joe,
Cisco sounds just like a rattler, then.
Prick me, did you? I'll kill you for that.
Drop that gun, drop it. Drop it or I'll prick your arm.
Hey,
look out, Cisco. What is hombre?
Right, son, I'll prick
this. No, hombre. Do not shoot, Cisco. Pancho, jump in between. Pancho, jump.
Why, you murdering coyote? Shoot Pancho down, will you?
And we are, Cisco. Well, I better follow you, Jack. Let's go.
I'll get Cisco.
You will not get Cisco.
He stands behind them rocks. Moles, go after him.
Not me, boss. Maybe he ain't got a gun, but I ain't taking no chance of a rock putting my head open.
All right, then. Let's get out of here. We can tend to Cisco later. Let's go.
What are those killers? Pancho. Pancho. Pancho.
Pancho, you all right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not glad to get up just yet. No wonder you think so, amigo. It was not a locomotive. A bullet. The bullet only nicked you.
Pancho's head. That's a balloon, Cisco.
Yeah, of course it is. Now that I have vanished your head, I will pour some water on it so it will stay cool.
You found Pancho's neck? Let me find you more alive, no?
Yes. I'll have to rest a while, amigo. I'll take you into the doctor's.
Mister, what about the rustlers?
We will take care of them in due time. Right now, this is more important.
Pancho feels better now, Cisco. He finds he got a hard head. Old bullet was Pancho's head. He finds it stand up. Not as strong now, Cisco. See? Pancho wolf. Pancho strong, Cisco. Pancho strong.
Steady, Pancho, steady. Stay here.
Here, I will support you. We are going to the doctor's, amigo, and we are going at once.
Diablo!
Sheriff, now that you're strong enough to talk, I got something to ask you. I want you to resign your office.
I'll never resign, Alton, you coyote.
Easy on the name, Sheriff.
Me and Mose wouldn't mind finishing you off, Sheriff.
You pack rats. I tell you, I won't resign.
Maybe Brick and I could make him change his mind, Jack.
No, I got a better way than that, boys. It's dark outside now. You two ride to town and bring back Miss Peavy.
What's that?
You heard me, Sheriff.
Why, you...
Careful, Sheriff. I don't like being called names.
You harm one hair of that girl's head, and I'll kill the three of you.
We'll see about that. Bring her back here, boys. Now get going.
Gracias, Doctor.
Buenas noches. Buenas noches.
Good.
Where we go now, Cisco?
Back to our camp, Pancho.
Doctor said you'd be all right after a good night's rest.
And Pancho feel all right now, Cisco. Pancho feel fine.
Hey, but we will do as he said to do.
Look, Cisco. Somebody's come at the house down the street.
Take a fast break. Get onto the horse.
That's what I'm trying to do,
Mose. Oh, Rick. Those are the two hombres we want, Pancho.
Here, I'll help you.
Walk over there, quietly.
Make sure that gag's tied tight, Rick. We don't want to yell for help.
It's plenty tight. All right,
that's all. Not supposed to have a thing to do with him, Pancho. His eyes, she has a gag in her mouth. You stay here.
Pancho, not stay here. Pancho's strong now. Pancho for two.
Hey, Rick. Somebody's coming this way.
You all right, Pandero? Someone in.
Yes. Let's go sit again.
Get him, Rick.
Not this time, you will not.
Oh!
Now for you.
Hombre, I'll you down.
You will do nothing of the kind. Pancho, help the senorita.
Please just go, Pancho, help the senorita.
I will take that gun, hombre. Now we can fight on even terms. And I promise you the fight will be short.
Say you free now, Chisco.
Get their guns, belts, and ammunition, Pancho. Hey. We may need them. All right, senorita.
I'm all right, Chisco. Those men were going to take me out to Alton's ranch. They said they'd kill me unless I persuaded my father to resign his sheriff.
I'm glad to know for sure where your father is, senorita. I will start for Alton's rancho at once.
And Pancho go too.
Then they have to leave these two coyotes under your guard, senorita. Have you a gun in the house?
Yes, and I know how to use it, too.
Bueno, keep them under gunpoint. Pancho and I will be back soon, we hope, with your father.
Mose and Brick to be getting back here.
You'll regret this, Alton.
What'll I have to regret? You're a man of your word, Jeff. You say you'll resign, I know you will.
I told you I'll never resign.
Maybe you'd rather see Petey shot and killed before your eyes. Huh?
You wouldn't do that.
That's what I'm going to do unless...
Well, what's your reason for wanting me to resign?
I got plans to do a lot of cattle rustling, Sheriff. I aim to get rich at it. You take your job too serious. It's the boys now. You got just one more minute to make up your mind.
But you can't shoot Kitty down. You can't.
Well, what about it? Will you resign?
Alton, I never figured I'd give in to you. This time, I guess.
You sure made good time, boys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we did make good time, Bandito. I'm going to make even better time in finishing up this fight.
That no fight, Cisco. Hombre just go boom.
I don't know who you are, stranger.
Why, he's a Cisco King, yes?
Yeah. I might have known it.
The drop's off you.
Oh, now, if only Kate is all right.
He is all right, senor. There you are, free.
Cisco fixed the other two hombres, sheriff, and they're saying you need to guard them now.
Well, I don't know what to say, Cisco. I always hated to have anybody doing my work. I hate to be obligated, but this once, I'm mighty grateful to you.
I can't thank you enough for getting back all those ruffled cattle and helping Dad win the election. But I...
Please, say nothing more about it, Senorita.
Well, I can't. But at the same time, I've got a complaint.
Huh? What is the complaint?
You're leaving.
Oh, we will come back later on, perhaps.
Perhaps. Young man, you'd better. You have to be sure you do come back, Cisco. Be sure. Oh, now, you don't need to be grinning like this. Right over here.
Sheriff McCann is a good sheriff, Cisco.
He's a fine sheriff, Pancho.
The senorita is a fine senorita, too, Cisco.
He's very fine, amigo.
He's a good thing. He's not got a little brother.
What do you mean it's a good thing she has no little brother?
Because Big Maria got a little brother.
Well, what does that to do with Senorita Katie?
Oh, just remind Pancho of Big Maria.
How so, Pancho?
One time Pancho called to see Big Maria.
Called to see Big Maria, see?
Was a big full moon, Cisco.
Full moon.
Flowers smell sweet in the moonlight.
Yeah.
Pancho feel romantic. See what you say, romantic. And so Pancho lean over quick, and Pancho kiss Big Maria.
Well, Pancho.
And then Pancho see Big Maria's little brother, Washo.
What did you do then?
And Pancho say to Big Maria, Big Maria, how much should Pancho give your little brother so he not say nothing?
And what did Big Maria say to that, Pancho?
She say, well, all the other hombres give him 10 cents.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, she's so...
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang. Thank you.
welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.